שלום חברים, הנושא הראשון בשיעור שלנו היום הוא הכנה לכנס הווירטואלי.
Friends, the first topic for our lesson today is a preparation for the virtual congress. We will read from the lesson on love covers all crimes. Rav, please.
Yes, this rule, love covers all transgressions, truly covers everything, the purpose of creation, because the purpose of creation is to reach love as the at the height of connection, coming closer, awareness, adhesion. In order to reach such a state, of course, we first need to feel the opposite of that. An opposite state from that is hate, rejection, crimes. Therefore, there's no wonder that we live with you in a new era, where, first of all, the crimes that are coming down on the world are not coming down on every group and every human and every nation, rather everyone together. This is a sign of a new degree, a new era. The world is truly becoming round, and the solution has to also be in accordance with a feeling of bad in us. So as much as this blow is all-encompassing, is general, is going around the planet, similarly should be our remedy against it. Connection between us all the way up to absolute love, the general love that covers everyone and everything. Therefore, according to the evil force that's revealed, the crimes, not necessarily we're doing it, as it's written, I've created the evil inclination, and the Creator ensures that no evil inclination will be discovered on us, in us, and we only need to reveal the good inclination, connection, love, to cover the bad. And the more accurately, with greater power or greater desire, that we try to cover this bad, these crimes, with all the good, we will work on our spiritual work. This is called the work of the Creator. So it turns out that we see ourselves as partners. As it's written in the Zohar, in many places, I've created evil inclination, I do all the evil, they do all the good. And in this way we come to understanding, identification, and opportunity in creating equilibrium, equivalence between us. And we are thankful to the Creator. It's not, it came, comes from Him, and He created it in us intentionally, all those broken preparations. So we'll have an opportunity to locate them, to ascribe everything to Him with love, with love. And then from that, ask Him for the ability to cover all these crimes with the good. The more we think about it, the more we understand that everything takes place with absolute love from the Creator. And on that, it's written that the Creator is ready to suffer more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to feed. But reluctantly, the Creator knows that only in this way can we reach the good world, the good state.
And
He says, I shall suffer. And then in this great suffering, 10 times more than what we're able to feel and imagine, He nevertheless activates Himself through various forms, seemingly bad, that would appear to us as imperfection, And through that, we should reach different kind of wholeness. We won't even know what it is. We won't know what is the degree of the Creator. How can it be like Him? This is really the gift, the highest exalted goal. And for that, the Creator is willing to suffer. So when a person suffers, what does the Shekhinah say? That the feeling of the suffering towards us is manifold more in the suffering and in frustration than what we feel. So we should really think about it more and not enter our egoistic desire, our egoistic calculations. And even more than that, when we blame the Creator, when we seemingly disagree with Him, we get angry with it. Rather, when we understand that He has no choice, but He must obligate us, pressure us, arrange us in such a way that we'll be able to reach wholeness on the path of truth.
Rav, you emphasized to relate everything to the Creator with love. What does that mean?
With love means that we understand that what He does, all of it comes from Him, and all the crimes and transgressions and the worst possible things, they all come from Him. And more than the cow wants to suckle, they eat, the cow wants to feed. But He's doing it in an opposite manner, that we would want to accept this fulfillment. And in the same way that we don't get filled from the filling itself, which is the degree of the animal, but from our attitude towards Him and His attitude towards us. The mutual attitude of love and bestowal. And here we need to see our entire work.
Where do you see love in the troubles?
I don't see problems, troubles. When I delve into them and I begin to identify them, I see them love, an attitude of love. Previously, they appeared to me as problems, torments, because I saw them, I noticed them inside my ego, my will to enjoy. But if I rise above that desire a little bit, and I look at things from the equivalence of absolute love, I see that there's only bestowal here from the Creator. And the fact that He's preparing us in this way, we feel these stages in an unpleasant way, and specifically unpleasant form, awakens us as quickly as possible towards the truth and towards advancing truthfully. And if we wouldn't feel this unpleasantness from reception, then we would not move. We would not change. That's why there's no other way from the Creator, but only to arrange the reality in this way. And of course, when we advance more, we will see just how deterministic these things are.
So there's a sense of unpleasantness from the trouble that appeared. Now, what's the next step?
I need to settle in my mind and feel that, yes, I feel something unpleasant, not good. This feeling is felt only by my vessels of reception, as much as I think of myself, to the extent that I change my intention. When I feel about going back to the sources, which is one loyal source, there's not besides Him, He's good who does good. So how now can I come to a state where I connect to Him from His good who does good quality? Of course I'm corrupted, and to the extent that I think about in order to receive, I feel Him as the bad guy. And when I
will
change my thoughts of him to a positive one, then to that extent I will feel him as the source of all good. This for me is the index, is the way to measure how I think of the Creator, correctly or incorrectly. Not from within my ego, but from equivalence of form. When I think of my Creator the way He is and not the way He seems to me. Well, it's like with parents and a small child. Small child thinks that the parents want to punish him. They pressure him. They demand of him how to just run away from them. That's what he's thinking. Until he grows up and he understands. That their attitude towards him is determined by their love to them. That's how it is. We understand that from the point of view of the parents, it's the sorrow of raising children. It's written about the Creator who says, I will suffer more than the cow, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to feed. But it's not because the calf doesn't want that form of feeding and the content. He doesn't want to, he doesn't want to enjoy qualities of actions of bestowal, but only actions of reception. And so that milk that comes from the mother is not accepted by him. He doesn't want it. Until gradually, over thousands of actions, he begins to identify those things as coming from love, from there's nothing besides him. And everybody has to be equipped by this until he acquires the correct mind and heart. That's how it is, PT6.
רב, האם זה נכון להגיד שבעצם הרצון לקבל נברא כדי
לסבור? Is it correct to say that the will to receive was designed to basically suffer and only when we rise above it we'll feel the good in creation?
רצון לקבל נברא לא כדי לסבור.
The will to receive was not created in order to suffer, but in order to locate the difference between in order to receive and in order to bestow. What's the difference between these two forms of reception, which are for myself or for the other?
But this detection happens by sensing suffering, because it never feels good in bestowing to others.
Initially, egoistically, he feels that bestowing to the other gives him suffering. So he can't convince myself to bestow to the other. Nature doesn't allow this to him.
It's wrong.
The new feeling, does that mean that pleasantness that is going to feel good as a result of the new thing?
No, I didn't understand.
The sense of unpleasantness when there's a new feeling that arises, does it become pleasant? Does it become a pleasant feeling from the same phenomenon?
Yeah, that which was unpleasant becomes pleasant because the intention changes the quality of the situation, of the action. It's the same with us as well. If I receive something good, something pleasant, nice, from a person who is my enemy, my hater, then I reject it. I don't feel anything good about it. There's a matter of a feeling in the vessels and an intention.
And
in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we speak of the intentions. to relate ourselves to the intention and not to the action itself. The action itself is like when you toss out a piece of food to an animal, it eats. It doesn't look at it, it doesn't check your attitude towards it. It just eats and that's it. It doesn't feel ashamed, it doesn't feel that you're somehow deriding it. Rather, if she receives from you something, that's it. The action itself is enough. It considers it reception. However, with a person, if it, as long as it didn't go down to the degree of animals, but he's a little bit above it, he's got some human form left in him. If he feels that you throw something to him, he will get hurt. He won't be able to accept it from you until it changes. Meaning, for us, on the degree of Adam, of humans, the relationship is not on the level of give and take only. Rather, what is the nature or the quality of the giving? Itafor.
Buongiorno, Rav. Le chiedo, l'ultima generazione, un giorno, riuscirà ad eliminare il male?
In the last generation, one day we'll be able to make the evil go away.
Of course, not to make it go away, but to cover the bad with the good. The bad doesn't disappear. If the bad will disappear, the good will disappear as well. The hate will disappear, love will disappear as well. Therefore, the Creator first says, I've created the evil inclination. You have preparation, that's it. Now, after we have the evil inclination, we can talk about how to cover it with the good. And then in the gap between good and bad, bad and good, you'll begin to feel the depth of creation. This depth is revealed from the Malchut through 10 Sefirot to the Keter, in all the height of the soul of the spiritual Patsuf.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, למה הרוב הזמן יש לי ביקורת על החברים ורק קצת אני רואה אותם כגדולים?
Rav, why does most of the time I have criticism on the friends and I can't cover it with love?
First of all, it's very good that you have criticism on them. It's given to you from the Creator. Of course, it comes to you. It comes to each and every person from him. He awakens the evil inclination in each one. Therefore, when you look at them in this bad way, it comes from the Creator. But the Creator is expecting you to behave correctly towards that, that you would overcome, that you would build the correct cover over it. Not that you will erase your bad attitude. It's not good. Rather, you will cover it with a good attitude, where good and bad will coexist one on top of the other. And all of this, the Creator is arranging for us as preparation for the work.
Because
when you cover the bad with the good, you better understand the work of the Creator. This is our work. It's called the work of the Creator.
Просьба Творцу поменять мою природу. Это уже действие выше природы или это все еще эгоизм?
Asking the Creator to change my nature, is that above my nature or still egoistic?
If I ask the Creator to change my nature, I turn to him with the prayer of a Kabbalist.
Piti 19.
Piti
19.
Good morning. He says about crime. So what is the crime? Towards who?
crime is when a person has a certain thought or a certain attitude towards something or someone that is judged as bad. Even to some extent. This is called a crime, because outside of a man's body, there's only the Creator. So, consequently, when you say about something or someone, somehow, that it is bad, this is something you say to the Creator.
How do I overcome this crime and turn that to love? How?
Think about what I'm telling you right now. You'll overcome it. Just write it down, your words before me, before you. Repeat them several times and you'll see it helps you advance.
To rise above that.
Yeah. PT 25.
רב, יש שאלה של חבר שכרגע נמצא בתפקיד לעשירייה, אז הוא שואל ככה.
A friend is in a duty right now, so he's asking, what does it mean if a person has a trouble that gives him pain, it doesn't go away? Does it mean he can't justify the Creator?
No, maybe he didn't just finish his scrutiny. There are such problems in thoughts and action and discernment that we're unable to come out of them. And so they can keep going, keep going, keep going. This is someone who didn't perform the scrutiny, and he can accelerate it just by entering deeper into society. PT 31.
רב, יש לנו חבר בעשירייה שחושב שכולם טועים.
Rav, we have a friend in the 10 who thinks that everyone's wrong and he's right and our path is wrong. How do we cover that with love?
You throw him out of the 10. Very simple.
מי שלא מסכים עם הדרך שלנו אין לו מקום איתנו.
Anyone who doesn't agree with our path has no room with us. Why is he doing it? He's on our cart and he's going in a different direction. We don't owe him anything. He doesn't owe us anything. It's best to say goodbye. If he thinks about all the other friends that are going not in the right direction, he should follow his own direction and that's it. Throw him off the wagon. And he should be on his merry way. But if he would like to come back in a few years, truly, then you should accept him. But I'm saying this with utmost seriousness. Check all the tens like that. If there are people who are completely against what we, against the words, it's best to separate. Because you are already separate in spirituality, this disagreement, hate, rejection, it's when you are apart from one another.
Itafor.
Buongiorno, Rav. Al fine di superare, di coprire tutti I crimini con l'amore, quanto è importante la grazia?
In order to cover all the crimes with love, how important is the greatness of the Creator between us?
There is nothing more important than the greatness of the Creator between us.
You
have to worry about that always, all the time. Greatness, greatness, greatness of the Creator.
So
to the extent that we can imagine this greatness of the Creator, we'll have the power to do anything.
Rav, we didn't understand what's the right attitude to hardships. On the one hand, Baal Islam writes, you can't eradicate anything. On the other hand, we have to hate the separation. Can you explain?
Hate for separation is when I can't tolerate that, but I don't erase it. I don't erase anything. I relate to every element, to all the modes in creation as equals.
זאת אומרת גם רע וגם טוב, כמו שכתוב שצריך אדם לברך על הרע כמו על הטוב.
Meaning both the good and the bad, as it's written that the man has to bless over the good and the bad. I have to treat them separately, and then I will see how, if they come from one source and I multiply with my ego, I distinguish them, and there's no difference between them, and the connection of them inside of me, that brings me to the goal, which is called darkness will shine as light.
So the hatred is something that arises in me automatically, and I need to not agree with it.
Yes, it's the opposite of the future love.
Pity,
very simple. Pity 10.
I heard you say that we need to always take care of the greatness of the goal. This concept keeps changing its contents. What's the right way inside the 10 to define the greatness of the goal?
The greatness of the goal is the connection between us in the central point of the 10, and there we discover the Creator.
How does each friend in the 10 give the greatness to other friends?
Because they're components of his soul. I'm malchut towards them, but to the extent that they need, that I appreciate them, then I have the remaining 9 sfirot into the extent I appreciate them. I have greater 10 sfirot, and I can attain the Creator in a more emphasized way, more special. And who's the Creator? I don't know if you're asking me. Where does it exist? Where does he exist? He doesn't exist. Brother, if you combine these 9 sfirot, 9 friends to you, and you want to see them as great, who are before you as the upper first 9 towards the Malchut, and what's in them you truly, truly respect and you raise above you, then the 9 and the Malchut, and you in them, you begin to reveal the quality that binds them together. Which is called Boy, Creator. This is the meaning of behind every friend stands the Creator.
The greatness of the goal, is it different for each one, or it's a common feeling?
No, I cannot measure. I can't. I only know that each one has to look at the other as if the Creator is concerned of them, behind all of them. It says, I dwell among my people.
How to keep holding on to that point and increase it?
With the thought. Everything will be clarified in the thought.
What will change in this relation, in the thought?
The relationship will grow, become more important.
What is the growth about? How do I feel the change from one point to another point in the greatness of the goal?
You feel that it's become closer to you.
What does closer mean?
Close to you. It means that you see that it's yours.
How does it grow, though? If there's always greatness of the goal, it has to be what?
By patience, each and every time, to return to the same concepts on different levels, and you'll see how much it grows. And it begins to shatter your horizon.
How does the 10 check that it has greatness of the goal, that we're on the right track?
According to the external form, your external form, that's how she checks it. No other way.
Yeah, but in the 10, how do you see that you have greatness of the goal?
This is a feeling. I can bring a mechanical device to measure. The greatness of the goal is measured. it also changes from moment to moment. But it's measured according to how much we can invest in that moment, in our tendency for correction between us and connection, and look at the Creator in that connection.
And how to relate what we're now learning to hatred. Hatred or resistance in the 10, how does it have to do with the greatness of the goal?
Without hate, we won't be able to come closer, to overcome. Nothing. Light is that, hate is that force that pushes us forward.
Meaning, in order to increase the greatness of the goal, we also have to increase rejection and hatred.
We have to care about it ourselves, but the Creator is making the starting point. This is the meaning of I've created the evil inclination. It shows us how distant we are, how inadequate we are, and all those things. So it turns out that we are always being operated on, activated only from the bad force. Because the Creator doesn't want to give us a good force by himself to earn it.
Can you say that the 10 is that's always in the middle line, meaning that it can overcome the hatred and build the prayer, it has greatness of the goal?
It's recommended to imagine oneself in the middle line all the time. That's a result of being drawn to the right line. You have to justify the Creator in everything, but after the criticism and after rising above the states.
PT5.
When we say that as much as a person suffers, the Creator suffers a lot more, what does that mean? What does that mean that the Creator suffers?
The Creator means a degree higher than the person, although it doesn't exist in the way that we can imagine it, because he's in a higher degree. We're not talking about these degrees up to and so and so on and so forth, but because we're in this degree of plus one, of course the deficiencies, the suffering, the feeling of imperfection, it's greater here than in any other person.
But how to describe it, Rav? The Creator is the upper force that has an emotion, doesn't have a feeling?
No, you make him as having an emotion and in the mind, you imagine to yourself the qualities of this upper force. We can't imagine it any other way.
What does it mean to relate sorrow to him if he's in a constant state of wholeness?
And
so still wholeness and sorrow and pain
with respect to us, like the parents who don't feel any sorrow about themselves, but the child gives them grief.
When new friends join the 10, what kind of exercises can we give them so they can understand that love covers all crimes?
Shuv Yaakov.
Again, when new friends join the 10, what kind of exercises can they be given to understand that love covers all crimes?
You just need to show him examples, especially in the group, only examples. When the group sets an example of connection, education, closeness, love, and help. By that, you will increase the force of connection.
Yes,
another question.
Вопрос такой: если зло в человеке раскрывается в истинной форме, тогда обращение к Творцу в исправлении, оно вырывается из человека как крик или человек?
If the evil in a person appears in a true way, then it emerges as an outcry to the Creator, or he has to make efforts.
I can't say. Of course, they always demand the effort from us, the labor. And we have to understand so that his actions will be correct, round efforts. Because these efforts are, this, the exertion is a clothing for the light.
Dear Rav, when we say love covers all crimes, where do we start this? Should we start feeling hate or crime only within the ten?
Yes. In the ten.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Привет, привет.
Привет. Что дает человеку вот это ощущение страдания Творца, вот этого высокого ступеня?
What gives the person the sense of sorrow of the Creator, this higher degree that it seems to continue like this until the final correction? How do you turn that to something effective, useful for the group? What does it give every friend?
Only to raise the importance of each and every friend in the eyes of the group as much as possible. Show everyone that each and every friend in the group is great in your eyes. You're helping everyone and yourself. And you give contentment to the Creator. More and more, raise the friend higher.
This
doesn't come right away and requires a lot of work, and a thousand times a righteous man will fall and get up. And it doesn't work for a person. He comes to dismiss everything because the Creator increases his will to receive, and then he disqualifies everyone. But this work, time after time, brings him to the correct perception.
Can Gia? Gia, не лошо моя.
Это связь с Творцом, когда
чувствуется, что со стороны. Is that the connection with the Creator when a person feels that on the Creator's part there is suffering, that's not wholeness?
Yeah, person begins to feel that the Creator suffers. This is called the suffering of divinity. I feel I can't do it this way, because otherwise I make him sad. It's like a kid that grows up and feels his mom and dad. He feels that he can't do something this way or that way because he will make them sad. He will sadden them greatly. Try to feel it. It's close.
Я тебя обнимаю.
Thank you, Rav.
Да, доброе утро, Рав. А какой меры любви покрыть и как вот вообще покрыть?
Good morning, Rav. What measure of love and how to cover with love?
Говорят, как его покрыть такой любовью?
A friend who's not listening to what he's told or doesn't come to the lessons.
I don't know what to do in those cases. In cases of alcohol or drugs, drug use, I don't know what to do. Those are things that you can't deal with. I don't know, maybe there's no choice but to expel him from the group if he's interrupting. If it's just his evil inclination, where he doesn't want, I mean, he's in the group, but he hates everyone. He's in the group, does everything. Nevertheless, he hates everyone. this is an increase of the evil condition, we have to wait. But if it's drug use or alcohol, it's not gonna do any good if we wait. Place a condition before him, and if he can't keep that condition about leaving the drug use and the alcohol, then he should remove him from the tent. Otherwise, he will drag with him more people.
Tov, what are we doing? Nitkadem o imashem?
Okay, what are we doing? We're going to advance our questions.
Nase Turki free.
My friend asking, so do we need to work above evil inclination by appreciating the good and the bad always?
Repeat, please.
Do we need to work above evil inclination by appreciating the good and the bad?
האם אנחנו צריכים לעבוד מעל היצר הרע באמצעות זה שנעריך גם את הטוב וגם את הרע?
כן.
Yes.
Latin.
Gracias, Rad. Buenas tardes. Buenas noches, perdón. ¿Hay alguna forma de saber por qué el creador se oculta atrás de los amigos? Es decir, no es visible. Tan fácilmente.
I can't understand him.
It's not clear what he says.
Que si hay forma de saber por qué el creador se oculta atrás de.
Is there a way to know?
En vez de ser visible a nosotros.
Why is the creator hiding behind the friends and not revealed to us?
כדי שיהיה לנו אפשרות להגיע להשתוות הצורה עמו. לכן הוא נסתר. אם לא היה נסתר.
To be able to achieve equivalence of form with him. That's why he's hidden. If he would not be hidden, then we would only turn to him egoistically. Think about it. It's not simple, but you'll see that there would be otherwise no way to create reality, only through concealment. Latin 7.
Hola, Rob. Hola, amigos. Rob, ¿por qué nos preocupa?
Hello, Rob, friends.
La amenaza nuclear, los desastres ecológicos. ¿Por qué nos preocupa el dolor de la humanidad?
Why does he?
No debe ser erradicado. ¿De qué sirve nuestra preocupación?
Why to? Take care of all the, you know, think of all the troubles, the problems in the world, nuclear threats, hunger, famine, if it all comes from him. What are we supposed to take to be concerned about? Rav, we are not concerned about anything besides our connection with the Creator. That's the one thing we are concerned about. That's it. In our dissemination, the fact that we bring up these threats, concerns from nuclear threats or depression or climate change, these are things we mention to ordinary people. But for ourselves, we realize that everything depends only on our connection with the Creator. If we come closer to Him, we'll be better off, and vice versa. How things will be better or worse, that depends on the state we're in. It could be better climate, better food situation, health care, and so on. Or, God forbid, the opposite. That doesn't matter already. What matters is only the proximity to the Creator. Latin 3.
Si el creador es la cualidad total y absoluta de otorgamiento, y usted ha dicho que el creador nunca ha pensado en sí mismo, ¿cómo se puede dar esa condición?
If the creator is the quality of complete bestowal, and you say he never thinks of himself, then how can we talk about the Creator's suffering? Rob, we say the Creator is suffering. It's with respect to us. We just have to emphasize that he is in order to bestow, and therefore all his suffering is about not being able to bestow the goodness upon us. Italy too.
Buongiorno Rav. La sensazione che il bene e il male sono la stessa cosa.
The feeling that good and bad are the same, does that grow gradually in direct relation to the connection between us that grows?
Yes, correct.
Bravo. Если у меня появляется ненависть к товарищу, то она появляется в определенной мере.
Question from a friend. If a hatred towards the friend awakens in me and it appears to a certain extent, can I not cling to it and realize the hatred? Like, let's say I'm thinking about how I'm killing the friend, and in that I'm kind of wasting the hatred that appeared in me, let's say 70% of it, and then I have 30% more of it, and it's easier for me to nullify towards the friends. But then will I be lacking that 70% of love that I'd be able to awaken towards the friend? Towards him I felt at first 100% hatred. So all these scrutinies are correct, or the main question is the only damage the loss of potential love from imagining that I hate the friend or something of the sort?
I recommend you continue all directions and finally you'll reach the right decisions. But you said, there's something in what you said, but the path is incorrect, and in order to get to the correct path, go through it. Where you're at. So continue. Meaning even if you are not thinking correctly, you need to continue in order to move from the error to the correction. So good luck, but just don't stop in the middle.
Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, вот можно сказать, что этот принцип «любовь покрывает прегрешение» — это и есть экран.
Hey, Rav, can we say that the principle of love covers all crimes is the masach, the screen?
А как теперь, что значит, что мы, покрывая прегрешение любовью к товарищам и к Творцу, мы на этом экране...
What does it mean that we cover the crimes with love towards the Creator, and we see on the screen the response of the Creator? What does that mean?
We feel according to how much of the upper light we receive in order to bestow, the way it clothed in us in the correct parzuf, we feel the attitude of the Creator towards us. That's how it is.
Rav, what is the state of wholeness and how can I see it? In what vessels? Rav, wholeness means that you love the entire world and the Creator that dwells in it. Simple.
Tada.
Latin 7. אין שאלה, ויש סדר גמור. תהיו בריאים.
No question in Latin 7? Okay, be well. So Owen, what are we doing? Yes, we'll read excerpt number 6. This is taken from Baal Salam's article, Peace in the World. Baal Salam says, everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend it and reform it. Again, everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend it and reform it.
Clear what it's written. You have no questions about it? Kiev 1. Who else? No. All the rest get it. Hebrew 10, let's see.
Yeah, Rav, this whole matter of everything is needed in the world and everything is for his sake. How can you explain that in the words of a common person as part of nature? You can say the Creator, God made it so. So for a believer, that's okay. But in a scientific way, that everything is needed in the world and it just needs to be reformed, that all the views are needed, all the opinions, that
the more we focus on nature, delve deeper into learning nature, we see that there's nothing bad or harmful in it. Rather, it all depends on the balance between all the opposing forces, opposing phenomena. We have to only reach balance. Life is all about the balance between good and bad. As if one is good and one is bad, but neither is good nor bad. It's just plus and minus, like in electricity. And if you bring the plus and minus to the right, load, then you have the good work and good results. Therefore, there's no bad, there's no good. We simply need to know how to use them equally. Equally. And the bad, typically, has to be in order to point to what's missing in the good. And without the bad, you would never been able to reach the good, ever. And you wouldn't limit the good, and so on and so forth. So we are learning throughout life about people who are experienced people, and they see you can have one without the other. Only in the right attitude between everything, we can come to a good form. Equivalence. It's in everything, in politics, in social life. Except there you have people with interests, narrow interests, and they want to change everything for their own benefit. They think that only they understand what is good. Silliness, and we follow them, we support one, then the other, which is not necessarily better, but rather worse, perhaps. And so several times we get confused because we don't want to keep this principle brought to us by the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is balance, equilibrium, and the fact that we have all these parties and coalitions and discuss, it doesn't bring our society to balance because none of them wants balance. They want to be in control. King for a day. To rule by themselves. So, because there's only one force in each one, I will rule, the force of the ego, and they don't have a desire to be in equivalence, in the correct connection with our haters, meaning those who are opposite us, the opponents, and if we don't have it, we can never assemble a government or the world government or anything. This is the problem. This is the problem in our lives, also in the family, and it's our problem also with the Creator. After all, we need to understand that life is made of mutual concessions. In the middle, when we make concessions to one another, we come to love.
What do you mean when you say balance? There are opposites, two people who are opposite in their views, and they need to reach balance. One will always be unhappy. What's the balance?
Of course you can't have it, but if I understand that all those opinions come from the Creator, who is above all of us, He places one opinion in one person's head, then He places in my head another opinion, and we have to come to a state where we are between us, not in me, not in you, but above the two, in the Creator. There is no other solution. Not in the level of this world, but a degree above it called faith above reason.
But I'm looking for words for the external public for this. For us, we understand it because we learn the upper system of the roots.
Love covers all transgressions. It has to be as a law. That's it. And from keeping this law necessarily, I started to understand it's not just a law, it's the nature of creation. Romania.
Do we have to repair it and mend it just in the group's perception? Or also we have to educate it through the group to the society?
We need to educate the whole world. But it's not a problem because we are only opening the door and the light pours over them and teaches them. You will see how the world will now change and will understand and feel and it will follow its path. We'll see it before us soon enough.
PT20.
Rav, according to what you say in terms of politics, it can somehow be understood. What do you do with phenomena that exist only in human beings and not the surrounding nature, that where there is deliberate evil? What do you do with that?
Of course, it only belongs to people, not in the still, vegetative, or animate. This is the meaning of the evil inclination. On its own level. On a higher level, it's called a klipa.
How to reach the people who only have it in their minds to harm, and it seems to bring them pleasure?
You have to bring education to them. You have to explain to them like to little children. All of that has to happen.
Yeah.
Or next.
Excerpt number 7, Rabash says in the article concerning the importance of friends. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, He sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said that he should not see that to the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend. But he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults. Again, if one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it's not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault.
I know.
The meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction, rather he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said that he should not see to the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
Moscow 7.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask a question about what we just read. About those merits and faults. You answered our friend from St. Petersburg before that if a friend consumes alcohol or drugs, then it can't be part of our path. We can't relate to it some justification or fault to the friend or something.
Rabash would cut it off completely.
You
would not accept people who have a weakness that they cannot overcome. The person cannot overcome it from the get-go. He's disqualified from being involved in spiritual work. Simple. So there's nothing for us to do here. You also saw it. In many instances, these people, until they finally leave us and we part with them, they corrupt our society.
The question is basically, what can I appreciate as a deficiency in the friend? As a flaw because I don't love the friend enough.
So we're not talking about alcohol and drug use. Denise, yes,
I understand. I'm asking about this. Maybe there's another flaw or deficiency, another one that I think is a flaw or deficiency, but it has nothing to do with what Rabash writes here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know there are such weaknesses in a person, in each and every one. If a person cannot overcome them, then he has no place in a group. How can you be in contact with him? He's constantly going to drag us towards his weakness.
I would like to look really clearly at what is the deficiency in the friend that I need to justify. Let's say a friend falls asleep in the lesson. Is that a deficiency? Is that a fault? Or it's not a flaw, it's just a beastly thing. What is the fault that I need to justify?
Недостаток, это хульша.
what you call a certain weakness or a flaw, more correctly. Actually, a flaw is something a person, first of all, sees. He sees it as such. It's possible he's not seeing it, and you have to show it. And beyond that, the problem is that the society itself cannot correct it. Rather, he himself has to decide and correct if he's unable to do it for various reasons. Maybe such changes took place in him that he's unable to change himself and to amend this flaw. Then we have to leave him. And also we have to look after the group so he doesn't harm it. This is drilling a hole in the side of the boat. What will you see? What will you do? I'm sorry, if you see a person taking a drill and drilling a hole, what can you do with him? You're simply going to throw him out of the boat. You want that? Everyone will drown because of him. You shouldn't do it. It's not allowed. You have to think about the purpose of the thought of creation, the plan, how to give contentment to the Creator. And this is possible only through connection with the friends. If he's doing acts that are completely, you can't reconcile them with the actions of connection between the friends, then you have no other choice but to expel him from the group. Expel him. I'm not sure what is not clear.
Yeah, I think Dennis is asking that you give a practical example to Rabash, the principle Rabash writes here. Rabash says, if I have no love of friends, then I see some flaw in the friend. Can you give an example to something flawed I see in my eyes only because I don't have love of friends, and if I correct myself, I won't see it? Can you give an example?
An example? In everything that you might say, because after all, I don't see the friend, I see myself. It's a projection of me. So there are all sorts of these guys and these guys and these guys, and to the extent that I begin to love him, I don't see the flaws. I even love his flaws. And the other way around. I don't get it.
Give an example, a portrayal of one kind of flaw.
One flaw, let's say the friend doesn't show up on time for the lesson.
Okay, he doesn't come on time because I don't love him, I see that, and if I correct myself, I will see him coming on time.
I will be able to at least justify him. And later, I'll see that he keeps everything. Everything, because my attitude towards him will correct him. You can't measure it with a stopwatch in your hand by some objective party. Of course, you'll see that he's late for lesson. But how will it happen so that you won't be late? The attitude towards him will cause such correction that he will stop being late for the lesson. If we all think about such a person, such a friend, who doesn't have the strength, the energy to show up on time, is always late, let's think of him without saying anything. And we'll see to what extent our thought, our prayer is helping.
Я попробую продолжить, Денисон. Допустим, бывает, как будто бы товарищ критикует десятку или группу.
To continue, Dennis, it happens that a friend criticizes the friends, the ten, but if I look at it from another perspective, I could see it as a concern, as care, but still it feels like criticism all the time. So there's this confusion. Is it criticism? Is it negative criticism, or is it for a positive thing?
Then, of course, I have to correct myself first and then try to see how helpful it is with the friend. And then speak with other friends that we need to bestow bestowed to them and him, that's a work. Maybe I'm not able to clothe in that instance you're describing. Maybe.
Tov. BBUK.
BBUK.
Я не знаю, если правильный вопрос, простите, но что это за слабость и почему?
I don't know if it's a correct question or not, but what is that weakness and why does one not have the strength to prefer the spiritual pleasure over the corporeal pleasures?
It's because he doesn't consider spiritual pleasures as pleasure. It's a pleasure from bestow, from giving to the other. It depends on the level of correction. If I still don't have correction, how can I imagine the pleasures I cause to the other? Also, you have to understand that spiritual pleasures is not that instead of bestowing to myself, I bestow to the other and I enjoy it. I enjoy it not in my irregular vessels as I give to my baby and I enjoy it in my vessels of reception. Rather, I enjoy vessels of bestowal. That's something else.
Мы можем ему помочь. Я могу вот в этой ситуации как-то
его. Can we help him?
First of all, we can't hear anything from you. You're not going to fix your mic, all of you. I'm not going to let you ask. I don't know what will happen. With each passing day, you're not taking care of that to be better.
Europe.
Europe?
Да, мы говорим, что важно просить не за себя, а за товарищей. И...
Yes, we are saying that it's important not to ask for ourselves, but for the friends. And what is possible to ask for the friends if all the faults are in me?
I don't want to talk in this way. You are confusing several systems together, and you think that you can already control it. You haven't even come out of yourself, and you already speak of the upper system. It doesn't sit right. The questions will grow, and the confusion will grow. Let's go to the next part of the lesson.
And before that, we'll sing a song.
You and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. Borei, come and see all this love has set us free. It's coming true, we are breaking through, we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into our new land. Forever.